Smutters.
Hey, what's a happening?
What's a happening, hot stuff?
Oh, you know, same old, same old.
How's your week been?
It's been good. Hey, look at this griffin.
Y'all, we're looking at puppies.
We're not getting one.
We are. We're gonna get one. We're looking at little small puppies, though. I have to have my small dog. I think it's finally time. And we've been looking at several different kinds. We've been looking at what? Bristle Griffins, Chihuahuas.
Look at Snoopy.
That's cute. But we've also been looking at Frenchies. And I don't think I can do a Frenchie.
And Boxers.
No Boxers. Never again. We've got a Boxer and he's a mess. And I just can't. So...
You know, so last week we talked about the girl on the plane and this and the other.
Yeah, yeah.
So now I see another video of a guy doing something very similar, but I do not have the details. So if anybody out there knows the details, let me know because it's driving me fucking insane. So I've heard like it happened, like it was fake, but then people are like, no, this actually happened before the woman. And then people are like, no, it's happening a lot now. Like, they're saying the veil has thinned and people are seeing stuff. Like, I don't know what in the hell's going on. It's freaky as shit. I don't know what's going on. If anybody knows about it, let me know.
Yeah, you had actually shown me that video, and my first response was, this is a total act. And you were like, no, this video was way before the other one. So, and honestly, y'all, I just don't think that airlines will let you go on a full plane and pull stunts like that.
Yeah.
They won't let you act stuff out like that.
You can't even turn your phone off of airplane mode.
Oh, yeah. They're like, we've gotten yelled at by stewardess for that.
Your honors.
God.
Are you going to tell that story?
Yes, let's tell that story.
But before we do, also, I just read that Kim Kardashian has a ghost. Never knew about that.
Have you seen the picture?
Have not. I saw bits and pieces of it and sent it to you because I was busy, so I couldn't research it or look it up. But that's crazy.
It really is. Like, because I saw the picture she posted.
You know who should have ghosts?
Your mom.
The Clintons. All the people they've knocked off.
We're gonna start on that?
No.
On the air? Okay. But yes, Kim Kardashian, like, I saw her post the picture, and I actually thought it was, like, a beautiful picture of her, because she didn't have, like, all her makeup on, and she had, like, a messy bun, and it was, like, I remember looking at the picture, I was like, she just looks so beautiful here and natural, and then, like, the next day, I see this thing, and it's, like, there's a ghost in the picture, and I look behind her, because I didn't notice it, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's not her reflection. It's like, it's weird how it is. It looks, I don't know.
Ooh, reflections. Remember the video that I sent you of the little girl downstairs who thought she saw something, wouldn't go back for a long time?
Yeah.
Finally did, and then lo and behold, you see this creature flying through.
It was like
through
a dark mass.
You need to post that, because that one freaked me out.
Okay, I've got that. Well, yeah. Did you send it to me on Instagram or Messenger?
I'm sure probably
Instagram. Probably Instagram, yeah. I'll put it on there for y'all.
Anyway, sorry, I don't mean to keep interrupting.
No, there's so much right now. I think people are finally opening their eyes and...
Well, someone, like on the girl thing too, on the plane thing, someone said that she has disappeared and all of her social media is gone now.
I am so glad you said that, because I really was trying hard to remember that part and I totally forgot about it. So,
guys, if we ever go missing and our social media gets deleted, we did not do it. We are not suicidal. We do not think we can shoot ourselves in the back of the head. If we go missing, someone did it, not us.
Also, friends, y'all know I love posting stories like crazy, so...
Like the guy who saw the giant on the mountain? He totally disappeared.
And the thing is, like, since you told me she disappeared, I got to thinking, I was like, is this some kind of stunt? But it happens a lot, and this is very viral. And for her to just go missing like that, it's very suspicious because I'm wondering if it is a stunt, because it was a very pretty girl that it showed in the video, you know? She was a nice looking girl. And I'm wondering if it's some kind of stunt.
I think she saw something. You could just kind of tell from her voice.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not saying all ugly people only see things. I'm just saying that, you know, she looked like she could be in the entertainment industry because she was just a very beautiful girl.
But she just didn't disappear.
Yeah, and all that social media did not just stop, you know. But yeah. Like I said, I love posting our stories. Y'all must get on our Instagram. It's Supernatural Smut Podcast. And I've had several people tell me that I post the weirdest shit on there. And I'm like, well it's paranormal.
It's random stuff, but it's like all cool.
It really is cool. Also, y'all... the song, I have to say something about it because I'm obsessed. The song "We Didn't Start the Fire" by Billy Joel. I love that song. I've always loved that song. You know it? You know?
Yeah.
And turns out that Fall Out Boy redid the song. And at first I was like, what is this nonsense? But they added on to it because the original was from the 40s on up to 89. Well, the song that Fall Out Boy did from 89 to 2023, y'all, it's wonderful. It is so good. I've listened to it probably at least 1,000 times already, and it's just fantastic. I even got our little girl to listen to it, and she wanted to hear like the original, and she was like, yeah, I mean, she was like, Billy Joel's still vibing at 70. And I was like, wow, you know. So
Ashlyn was really cool. She got in my truck the other day, and I let her hook up her phone to it. She was super excited because we always listen to my old school rap stuff.
Yeah.
So she was super excited to hook her phone up. You know what song she started playing?
Was it Tupac?
Well, yeah, she did do that one.
She loves some Tupac.
But the one that really surprised me the most.
What?
Thuggish, ruggish, bomb. I swear to God.
Oh, my God. She's so cool. But, yeah, y'all check out the new Fall Out Boy song. You can find it anywhere. Just type it into Safari and it'll pop up on YouTube. But it's the new We Didn't Start the Fire. And I don't even think Billy Joel's mad about it. I think he's all for it. So,
well, I'm sure he had to get the rights to it.
Yeah, but y'all listen to it. I'm obsessed with it. The things that they say is very surprising. They mention like Pokemon and stuff like that. And I know it sounds silly, but it's so good because if you start to think, you're like, wow, this is our history that they're singing about. So it's a very good song. Anyway.
Anywho. So, but just remember, we did not disappear on our own accords. If we do, we were taken.
Exactly. I love doing our podcast. I like hearing myself talk, so
yeah, you do.
I don't think I would disappear. plus, I love you guys. So, tonight's story, do you know what we're doing?
I don't.
You don't, because I actually did all my research when you were at work and watched all the shows I needed to watch about it. So, this is a huge secret to you. Well, tonight we are traveling to London.
God, don't ever do that again.
We're going to London, and we are going to talk about the Langham Hotel.
The what hotel?
The Langham Hotel. It is one of the most haunted hotels in the world. So... it's a very cool story, and we're going to do that tonight. Also, after I get done, I'll tell you about some of the stuff I watched about it, and it kind of freaked me out. It gave me chills while I watched it. Ashlyn and I were sitting downstairs watching all this, and we're just like, what is going on right now? So, let's go ahead and dive on in.
Dive on in.
All right. Tonight we are headed to London, England, and we are talking about the Langham Hotel. So luxurious and breathtakingly beautiful, but also one of the most haunted hotels in the world. The construction started in 1863 and was completed in 1865. Which, or, yeah, 18, what the hell did I, yeah, 1865, sorry y'all. Which, to me, for a hotel, for it to just take 2 years in the 1800s, that doesn't seem right, does it to you? Mm-hmm. I feel like it would take years to make something like that. Oh, well. It was so lavish, the Prince of Wales came to the opening of one of the London's largest hotels to date. It has had many celebrity guests, such as Oscar Wilde, Taylor Swift, Lady Gaga, Mark Twain, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, and many more. It was known for the wealthy elite and the royal. And the royalty. It was the first hotel in London to have elevators,
ooh,
air conditioning,
ah,
electric lighting,
ooh,
and it even had a telephone.
No way.
Sure did. Don't know who they were calling because I don't think many people had phones, but if they did, they could call them. In 1871, Emperor Napoleon III lived here when he was exiled from France. He was there until he died, and in 1902, the coronation celebrations were being held in London. During the celebration, a wire was hung up from the Langham to a church on the other side of the square. It held banners and flags for the celebration. It was supposed to hold several tons of weight. For some unexplained reason, though, the wire snapped and whipped through the crowd, and it injured 4 and killed 1. You know what I thought of when I saw that?
Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know what I thought of when I saw that, though?
What?
About the wire snapping and whipping through the crowd.
Mention that.
What? That movie, Ghost Ship.
Where it slices them in half?
Yeah, isn't that a cord that, like, flies down and it slices?
That was crazy.
It was so crazy.
When I first saw that and that movie came out, I was like, holy shit.
And that was just like the first 5 minutes of it.
Yeah.
It was, if y'all haven't watched Ghost Ship, because it's kind of an old school movie, go watch it because it is so good. And the soundtrack is fantastic. So after the wire snapped, it injured 4 and only killed 1, which is amazing in itself. But the workers don't know how it snapped because it was secured down with anchors, so it shouldn't have. So that's kind of a mystery. A year later, Lewis Tillerman had a party in his suite at the hotel. It was his bachelor party, and he started laughing. But he didn't stop laughing, and he died laughing.
What do you mean?
He was laughing and just kept laughing and didn't stop and died. Like
a curse?
I don't know. Like, nobody really knows. Plus, it was like the early 1900s.
It had to be a curse.
But, you remember Roger Rabbit? You remember Roger Rabbit?
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, if you don't stop laughing, you're gonna die laughing. And, they do. Like, the weasels. You remember the weasels in Roger Rabbit?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they die laughing.
That sounds like the curse from the movie Thinner.
Oh, where that's a curse I would not mind having.
Until you thin out and die.
Yeah, that
was a Stephen King.
That wasn't
movie.
A good one,
really,
but
good.
Yeah. So anyway, he died right then and there in the hotel at his party, and he was laughing. In 1940, it was a World War II outpost. And a bomb exploded, and it caused a water tank to explode and caught the roof on fire. It killed 2 guests. It forced the hotel to close because of the damage, but even after it closed, the staff that worked there decided to come back, and they hung a huge British flag on the doorway because it was World War II. What else would you do? After the war, BBC bought the hotel and used it for recording studios and archives. But they still had a few rooms available for journalists that were there to work for them and work on stories in that area. So it still kind of in itself was a hotel just for people working for BBC. So in 1986, they sold the hotel and it got refurbished. And in 1991, it reopened as the Langham Hilton Hotel. Princess Diana was actually a regular there before she died. And now we're going to kind of go over room 333 because that is the most haunted room in the hotel. But for starters, the number 333 represents the Holy Trinity. Double it and it's the number of the devil. Then there's the proposition that 3 a.m. is the opposite of 3 p.m. The miracle hour when Christ is supposed to have died, making 3 a.m. the demonic witching hour. But out of all the minutes of the day, 3:33 a.m. is considered by some to be the devil's favorite time of day. What's your favorite time of day?
Around like, well, what season?
I don't know.
I really enjoy summertime around like this time of year around 8 o'clock at night. It's like the sun's not like it's not hot. It's still light outside, but it's like I don't know. It's just always been my favorite time of the day.
Dusk.
It's also and to be honest with you, that was always the time that I started to go out to the bars.
Yeah. I don't know.
I used to go see you.
Yeah, I don't really have a specific... I thought I'd catch you on that one. because I thought that was just super specific. Like, for the devil to be like, oh, it's 3:33 a.m. Let's fuck some shit up, you know? Like, who... I just don't feel like that would be a thing. Do you?
No.
I mean, I think for superstitious purposes it is.
Superstitious?
But I don't know. I just don't feel like the devil would be like, 3:33, let's go. You know? I don't know. Anyway, after the renovations, the hotel was sold again and is now just the Langham Hotel. Of course, there are knocks, footsteps, and slamming doors. But there are 5 main ghosts. And we're going to go over the ghosts. The first ghost is a German prince who jumped out of the 4th floor window. He has cropped hair and is wearing a military-style jacket buttoned up to his neck. Now, in the stuff I read about the German prince, they said that he was very beefy. What does beefy mean?
Like stocky?
That's what I thought too. So he was kind of stocky, like a big guy.
They called him a beast, but really he was obese. That's my favorite thing right now on Instagram.
That's hilarious because I'm totally going to use that. He wanders the hallways and he walks through walls and doors and he's most active around the room 333. The second ghost is Emperor Napoleon III and he is seen mainly just hanging out in the basement, which is kind of weird. Like, why is it always the basement and the attic?
Well, I think it's because it's not highly traveled areas. They're either colder or hotter. They're just kind of, I don't know, just creepy.
I don't know. I feel like if I were a ghost, I'd be like where the people are.
I wouldn't because I don't like people.
Just hanging down.
And then I'm pissed off that I'm dead and alive. Like Beetlejuice.
Yeah, you just hang out in your dark basement all the time.
Well, they had an attic.
Well, Napoleon hangs out in the basement.
Speaking of Beetlejuice...
Mm-hmm.
Part 2 is coming out soon.
I know. I'm super excited about that. So, the third ghost we have...
is it Billy?
No, this ghost is kind of pitiful.
Oh.
He's a butler.
Aww.
With holy socks.
Wait, you mean this? You got you
see,
mean?
See, I thought this too.
You
I
gotta fucking work after
exactly.
You die?
He is still working.
Fuck that.
In his holy socks. That's
that
what
would you know what? That would be like my luck if I ever got to become a vampire, and I was 280 years old.
But poor.
But poor. Like.
I
would be like the Tom Cruise in the
interview with
where
the
he's
vampire.
Like on the streets and where, in the swamp.
Yes, where he's like creeping around in old tombs and staying there for
that
hundreds
would piss
of years.
Me off so
that
bad.
Would like how could you be a vampire and poor?
I'll be damned if I'm still poor after living all that time. I would rob a bank or something.
Exactly. And you know what's funny is vampires are probably going to start coming out since we're seeing reptilians and all that shit, and they're going to be like, "Who said it's weird that we're poor?"
If a vampire's anybody that listens, I want to be one. Unless I turn into like really sparkly. Or a vampire that looks like they're from the show Strain.
Oh, great.
Other than that, I'm totally down being a lost boy.
Oh, my God. I'd love to be a glittery vampire. That'd be so beautiful. I'd show everybody. I'd be like, look at my skin. It's glittery. I love glitter. It's so beautiful and sparkly. It makes me happy when I see it.
I used to like it when you got glitter on me.
Oh, my goodness.
You couldn't resist from kissing me. I had glitter all over me.
I know.
She shimmered, y'all.
Oh, my goodness. But, yes, you aren't listening to what I'm saying about this butler.
Oh, yeah, the third working ghost. Sorry.
The ghost that has to work for eternity. he has holy socks.
Like, now, that's like what... The Shining. There's still a bartender.
Poor guy. Having to... Like, do all that and wait for somebody to come in there.
Once every 45 years.
Finally, I can take an order. Listen, bartender, if you can lean, you can clean. That place better be spotless.
Anyway,
yes,
go ahead.
You're not paying attention. The butler has holy socks. That's what people notice about him is his holy ass socks.
He's not wearing shoes?
I don't know what the deal is with this, but everybody says... He walks around the hallways carrying a tray in his holy ass socks. This poor, pitiful ghost. That's like the worst ghost you could possibly be. A little peasant ghost still working in your afterlife.
I would pretend like I'm in the Beetlejuice movie and draw a door and go talk to somebody about that shit.
I'm going to go find Juno, that caseworker.
I am not working.
This is not what I signed up for. Speaking of, I had somebody ask me about my socks. They were like, why are you wearing two different socks today? And I was like, well,
Who asked that?
One of my friends at work, she was like, why are you wearing two different socks? And I was like, well, this one's mate got a hole in it, so I threw it away and I couldn't find this one's mate. So now they're new mates and they're best friend socks. I wear them together now.
That's why you don't touch my socks. You would end up wearing two left ones.
I have no matching socks whatsoever.
You would wear two left ones or two right ones.
Well, the fact that you have R and L stitched on your socks is ridiculous to
They're
me.
They're made specific from Nike.
Okay. Like, even when I get cold and I have to grab your socks because... To
you put
sleep
them
in, I do, and he's always like, make sure it's on the R and the L.
That's just because you don't know which is which.
Stop it. Okay, so poor butler ghost, I hate that so much for him. But
how'd he die?
No idea. Probably from working.
Probably.
I feel like I'm gonna die from working. There's also a soldier that wanders around the hallways, and he has a gaping wound on his face. And that's all there is to that one. Yeah, like there's a huge wound in his face, and he's got to walk around like that. That would terrify me. That sounds like the American Horror Story ghost that you see. You know it?
What about the dude with the bull head? Or was it a pig?
Oh, God. There was...
Was it pig or
it was a bull. It was a Minotaur.
Minotaur.
Yeah, it was
a Minotaur.
It was, that's not a thing. Probably a dinosaur slash Minotaur.
You're not a thing.
But it was in the Coven episode. We actually did a story on the lady that they were talking about, and I can't remember her name, where she would take her slaves and like disproportionate them and break their bones and sew like animal parts to them and stuff. It was an insane like story on Coven, but this real story is even more insane. But yes, we have the soldier that loves to walk around with a huge gaping wound on his face. I'm guessing he probably got shot in the face or something, but he gets to walk around like that for all of eternity. So I don't know which one's worse. Now, like, you know when, like, you get hurt really bad and you're scared to look at it? Could you imagine, like, having to look at that forever?
No, I've heard that, but I've always looked at it. I wanted to see how bad I was cut and stuff.
Oh, God. It always, like, anytime I've gotten, like, really, really hurt and I know it looks bad, I'm terrified to look in a mirror. I'm like, I know I'm going to cry and it's just going to make it hurt more. So, also... In room 333 is a Victorian doctor who was on a honeymoon with his new bride. He murdered his wife and then killed himself. He has silver hair, a cloak, and a cravat. And a cravat, it's like a neckband, the forerunner of the modern tailored necktie. I looked it up. But it's kind of like, if you think of the book or maybe Pride and Prejudice, it's kind of like what they wore. Kind of like an ascot, but not. And he has blank staring eyes. So I guess he just comes in and stares at you. Maybe? No, that's not all he does. In 1973, James Gordon, a BBC announcer... He woke up to a ball of light and it turned into a man. The man was missing his legs from the knees down. His arms were stretched out and his eyes were piercing. And he started moving towards the reporter. James got scared and threw a shoe at him, which did absolutely nothing because it's a ghost. And he took off running, but realized he still needed his stuff. So what did he do? He asked the concierge to come back with him so he could get his stuff, right? Mm-hmm. What any person would do. So the concierge said no and would not go back to the room with him.
They make the butler.
They did. It was the butler with the holes in his socks. Just kidding, it wasn't. But no, the concierge, he literally said no, he wasn't going to. And so James went back, and the ghost was still there, but he was starting to fade away. So, like, from the time that this man wakes up, he sees this ghost that's walking towards him, like, holding his arms outstretched, and he, like, throws stuff at him, takes off running. I'm guessing the concierge is, like, down a few floors, and then has time to ask them... They tell him no, and then he's like, well, I guess I got to go back upstairs. So he goes all the way back upstairs, back in his room, and the ghost is still damn standing there. That ghost, what is he doing?
I don't know.
And what is the ghost thinking about? Should I stay or should I go? You know, like, that's his time to shine. Is he just waiting for more stage time? What's he doing? So, basically, when...
Oops, sorry.
Wow. So... Basically, when he gets back to get his stuff, the ghost starts to fade away. Now, many other reporters have claimed to see this ghost, but they also say he only likes to make appearances in October. What are you watching? That is scary. That's gross. Oh, my God. That's so...
That's scary.
Scary. I would kick that
thing. I would die.
I would, yes.
I'm trying to find something that we can... I know there's so many things that I wanted to mention this week, and I'm trying to find it.
Well, we got a few more minutes.
Here's one about the Appalachian and the for living there, but that wasn't it.
All
right. I really don't remember, but you can continue.
Yeah, just keep looking. There's also a ghost that he likes to tip the mattresses over while the guests are sleeping. So he will lift up the mattress until the guests roll out of their bed, pretty much. So they're sleeping so good, and then thump, they hit the floor because the ghost thinks it's funny to just push you out of your bed. What do you think? Neat. Okay.
Ghost pushes me out of the bed. They better be paying some damn bills.
Better pay that hotel bill. In 2003, a lady was staying in room 333 and the mattress shook until she fell out. We also have a footman in pale blue livery and a powdered wig. So whenever he is around, there's a huge drop in temperature. Many people mistake it and think he's alive and always complain he's not very helpful. So guests have called the front desk wanting to know why the man in the blue uniform hasn't brought their bags up yet. And the front desk will tell them the uniform you were describing hasn't been used for over a century. And they go to look for the luggage and it's exactly where they left it. Which I think it's hilarious that he gets complained on all the time. And he is a ghost. They're like, he is a terrible employee and probably shouldn't work here. And they're like, well, he doesn't. But what's sad is he's another ghost that's working for the rest of his life. You know it?
Yeah.
You're not paying any...
I'm watching conspiracy theories. And bulldogs.
Okay.
Look at him. You cute.
He's trouble. Yeah. A woman in a blue nightgown has been spotted. There's always a woman in some kind of, like, nightgown or something. She wanders the hallways near the early morning. So, if you're out probably, you know, right before dawn, you'll probably see her walking around. In 2014, in England's cricket team stayed and ended up switching rooms. One of the players woke up and his room was boiling hot, which is one of the biggest complaints. The bathroom faucets were running when he woke up. So he turned the lights on to go check things out. And when he did, the faucets turned off. So he, you know, he kind of shook it off or whatever. So when he turned the lights off to go back to bed, the faucets turned back on. So as I said, he ended up changing rooms. And now that, you know, since they've used that hotel, the majority of that team will not stay there when they have to stay in a hotel. They will absolutely refuse to stay at the Langham and they will go stay somewhere else because so many crazy things have happened. Many have said in room 333 that technology will malfunction, and just remember that, guys, because I've got to tell y'all about something else that has to do with this. It gets really hot in there. They hear knocking and banging in the closets and the doors, and that is really all there is with the Langham. And I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but that's enough to terrify me. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave you with a Stephen King quote. Hotel rooms are just naturally creepy places.
Hold on.
What?
Have you heard of the Rake sighting in Ohio in February?
No.
Watch this.
What is that thing?
It looks like an alien, but it looks real to me because dude just floored it. Like, he saw that and took off. You know, if it was fake, they'd be like, you know, recording it longer and stuff.
Yeah.
Look at that shit. There's all kind of stuff like this out now.
That's crazy.
Sorry.
Okay, so I'm going to leave y'all with a quote from Stephen King. Hotel rooms are just naturally creepy places. I mean, how many people have slept in that bed before you? How many of them were sick? How many were losing their minds? And how many were perhaps thinking about reading a few final verses from the Bible in the drawer of the nightstand beside them and then hanging themselves in the closet beside the TV? And that was Stephen King. Now, what I wanted to tell y'all about was, I don't know, I'm sure a lot of y'all have heard of the show Sam and Kobe. I love that show. They are wonderful, and I'm so happy that Kobe is cancer-free now, so congratulations to that. That is wonderful. But they actually stayed at the Langham Hotel, and you can watch this episode on YouTube. It's a wonderful episode. But one of the main parts is, of course, when they get there, they end up staying in room 333. That's, you know, that's what they do. So it's weird because they have Jake and Corey with them, and Jake and Corey are staying in another room, and Sam and Kobe are staying in 333. Well, they decide to take a nap or whatever and then get back up around 3 o'clock so they can do a seance or whatever. And they oversleep, and Kobe's phone rings, and it rings at 333 exactly, which is the room number. And so they're like, oh, cool, maybe they're awake. And he's like, oh, weird, it's 333. Well, they call back, and Corey doesn't answer, so they go to their room. Corey's asleep, and Kobe's like, you weren't asleep because you just called me. He never called him, y'all. He pulled up his phone records, his logs, and everything, and it never showed him once calling Kobe. And then Kobe shows his records, and it does show that he did call him. And it was at 3:33, and they start hearing banging noises. They hear the bathroom starts getting super hot. And another side effect of staying in that room is headaches. And Sam starts having these terrible headaches. And it's just a super good episode because they go all through the hotel. And they're a fun group anyway. So if you do get the chance, and I think it's like a 2 or 3 parter. So go on YouTube and watch Sam and Kobe, the Langham Hotel. And it's so great. And you'll see a lot of the stuff live action there. And it'll give you chills because that, with the phone, like I said, it messes with your technology. For the phone to actually call Kobe at exactly 3:33 a.m. and they're staying in room 333 and the whole devil's favorite time, 3:33 a.m., it really got to me, and the way they react, you can tell that it's real, that they aren't staging it, but it's a very cool episode. So if you're still interested in seeing what the Langham looks like, because it's a beautiful, beautiful hotel, watch it and see what you guys think, because I really enjoy those episodes. But, so, what did you find?
Nothing, I mean, nothing like crazy or anything, but always trust your dogs.
What?
If they don't go into a room and they see something that you don't see, trust your dogs.
100%.
They see stuff.
100%.
I just sent you a video of this guy was hearing strange noises, things were happening. So he started filming. The dog was completely at the other end of the house. He wanted to film that one particular room that stuff's been happening in. So he goes down, gets his dog. They come walking together. The dog stops, looks into the room.
I thought somebody was whistling. That's a police siren. I was like, what is that noise?
That's not a police siren.
Yeah, it is.
Anyways, the dog just stops and looks in there and backs up like he can tell something's going on.
Yeah, y'all.
So watch that video, post it. I think it's pretty cool. But for real, everybody, are my Cartman bras out there? If you hear anything about the dude on the airplane, I need to know what he saw. Is it in relation to what the girl saw? Was it before, after? How much time has passed since these two videos came to light? I need to know.
Well, here's another thing about that video with the girl. I've seen, when I first heard about it, I heard it was a reptilian, okay?
Yeah, that's what I've always heard.
Next, I saw that it was a skinwalker. Next, I saw it was a ghost. I don't think it was either. I've seen so many different things that it could possibly be. The number one thing is it was not human.
Well, you know, here's the thing. And people are going to laugh about this. They really are. But remember how stuff always comes from somewhere?
Yes.
Remember way back in the early 80s, even shows that I've gotten you to rewatch that we were adults. V. They Live.
Aliens.
Everybody sees a human, except if you put these special glasses on, then you see what they really look like. You know, like, what if that shit's true? They've always been around. You know, like,
right.
Think about it. I mean, I know y'all are probably laughing, but no, for real.
I've noticed as I've gotten older, a lot of people are a lot alike, okay? I always thought, this, and I hate to say this because it sounds, like, so downerish, but, like, you know, you see all this stuff, like, these memes, and you're like, that's so me. Well, it's also, like, 50,000 other people, too. And I've come to realize in different phases of your life, people your same age, you all tend to like the same things. So, with ideas for movies, that's got to be a 1 in a million person to be able to think outside of the box and come up with something like that. Now, there are tons of scary movies, and some of them aren't that good. We know some of them aren't, but still, could you have thought something up like that? No.
Yeah, like how the shit did Stephen King think of stuff like that?
Exactly.
And all this stuff that's just thought up.
Yeah.
Carpenter. Mm-hmm. All that stuff. I mean, it's crazy.
It had to have come from something in history, some kind of horror something, because, as I said, I mean, I don't know. I used to think I was so eccentric, and I'm not, because there's, like, so many other people just like me that like the same stuff I do, you know? I just thought I was so different, and I'm not. Like, I've got so many kindred spirits, and we just all like the same thing, and I think you're right that it all came from somewhere, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't mean to sound like an asshole and say we're all the same, but...
And the other thing that I saw the other day, this is 100% real. You remember the couple years ago, the dress that broke the internet?
Yeah.
Some people saw gold, some people saw gold blue. And white. I saw gold and white, too.
Mm-hmm.
But people saw blue or whatever the fuck that color they said they was, saw that were wrong.
Yeah.
The dude who took the picture of his wife wearing that dress was just arrested for trying to kill her.
What?
Yeah. So I guess she got like famous or something and maybe some attention and he didn't like it. But yeah, he just tried to kill her.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It wasn't even about her. It was the dress.
I know.
Like, I couldn't even tell you what color hair she had.
I never saw her.
I didn't either. I just saw the dress.
Yeah. That was golden white.
Yeah, it was gold and white. And if you say it was blue, you just want attention.
Yep. All right, we've rambled on enough tonight.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. I had fun with this one. I've got a wonderful, fun story next week.
Yay.
It's going to be a blast.
3 months till Halloween.
3 months. So excited. Y'all keep listening. Drink lots of water. Stay hydrated. And make good choices. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
High five.